USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is reportedly calling on the nation's governors to get tougher on the people that are looting and rioting across the country. President Trump also reportedly calling many of the governors weak. As cleanup continues across the country due to looting and rioting, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany reminds everyone.
Yeah, this president has been very clear that we need law and order in this country. He's taken extraordinary action, talking about activating the National Guard, as we saw happen in Minnesota, criminalizing interstate travel that is geared towards inciting violence, making sure that those individuals are prosecuted, labeling Antifa as a domestic terrorist entity that will be prosecuted as such.
McEnany speaking there on Fox News. It's only day one of the Atlantic hurricane season, and tropical storm Cristobal is forming in the Gulf of Mexico. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
According to one new presidential election poll, former Vice President Joe Biden is 10 points ahead of President Trump. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
This ABC News Washington Post poll claims that 53% of those surveyed said that they would vote for Joe Biden. 43% said they would vote for President Trump. The survey also finding a decrease in the president's approval rating, which was down by 8 points since the last such survey. This survey was conducted before the protesting spread across the nation in response to George Floyd's death. It has a margin of error of plus or minus 3%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A number of major retailers are temporarily closing stores in cities hit by violent looting and rioting. Walmart, Target, Apple, and Whole Foods are among the stores closing or adjusting store hours because of citywide curfews. Amazon has also scaled back some deliveries in some areas to keep their drivers safe. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The Supreme Court ruled federal courts could hear challenges of deportation orders posed by illegal immigrants if they face immediate threats of torture. A 7-2 decision on Monday rejected the Trump administration's argument to allow federal courts to review challenges of deportation orders posed by immigrants under the International Convention on Torture. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich says he hopes President Trump's designation of Antifa as a terrorist organization will open up who's funding it. Gingrich saying he's appalled that members of presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden's campaign were donating money to help bail out people arrested during Minnesota's violent looting and riots over the death of George Floyd. Former NYPD police officer and Fox News contributor Dan Bongino says this is a scary time for everyone, including how to handle this when it comes to talking to children.
My kids are scared. I have, you know, an 8-year-old daughter last night who was saying, Daddy, they're not coming to Florida, are they? Known Antifa leadership is there organizing this. This is not some run-of-the-mill criminality by people who have nothing to do on a Saturday night. Yes, there are some people there who are just there to cause trouble. This is a sophisticated insurrection-type attack. This is not a joke. These are known, identified members of what now is a terror group trying to take down the seat of our government.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.